Welcome to Love Amped, an exploration of healing others through healing ourselves. Check out loveamped.com for additional resources and support.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Love Amped. I'm your host, Seth Pearson, and this week, this is a treat. When I was at Burning Man, my friend Heather Purple put on a self-love workshop. And it went amazing. Like, just people were just in tears. And I was just like, damn, this is what we need. This is the kind of workshop that I also want to put on. So enjoy this just raw, just post-workshop recording with my friend Heather. Wow, Purple.
Yes, hello.
That was incredible.
Thank you
that
so much.
That was so awesome. What the heck just happened?
Well, I had my first I Love Myself workshop here at Burning Man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was so wonderful. Why the hell did you do a I Love Myself workshop?
Mostly last year there was someone who was having an emotional hard time accepting herself. Mm-hmm. And so I came up to her and hugged her, and I told her I loved her, and she had such a hard time saying she loved me or saying she loved herself back. She started crying, and it really touched me, and it made me really think that this is something everyone needs, and it's something that's lacking in our general society, that we're actually almost taught to buy happiness or eat it with a pill instead of go inside of ourselves and find that true place of happiness. And so that's what I want to do. I just want to really help everyone open up that part of themselves of basically self-acceptance that makes life much more easily in the flow, and it helps, in my opinion, to find your true path and energetically guide you in that right direction.
Awesome. And you kind of went through acceptance, forgiveness, and then, of course, saying it out loud as a group.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgiveness. I forgive myself. And then healing too. So I accept myself, I forgive myself, and then working through the pain, allowing yourself to heal, because it is the pain that prevents us from growing or moving on, getting stuck in a pattern that's like a habitual and a bad habit. And so it's comfortable to stay in the known, even if it's bad for you sometimes. And a lot of us tend to just stay with the comfort zone of what could be bad for us and not break away from that and realize that, oh my gosh, all we really have to do is stop, break away from this bad habit to develop more loving, positive habits and flourish as beings rather than just be, you know, and grow as beings rather than just be stuck in patterns that have actually not served us.
Yeah, not at all.
Right.
What do you think, like, the sense of self works into this? People that have, like, that they don't have a sense of self.
Well, I mean, you can't have a sense of self if you don't love yourself. So, I mean, before that is self-love.
You think it comes first?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I to me, it's like working through the acceptance, which is forgiveness, and then coming to terms with it enough to say you love yourself. And then once you are settled in the fact that you love yourself and you can just breathe there, then you can truly accept yourself as being in your own skin, finding peace within yourself, and just being, like, having enough tools in your toolkit to know where you need to work so that you can work on it to move on. And so I think a lot of us get stuck in that, and we just kind of give up.
Yeah.
Because it's the work. That's where the work is. Mm-hmm. And it does take work. You know, a lot of it is meditation. If you just work through emotion, through meditating through it, breathing through it, it's like we sleep, right? Well, we sleep to recharge our bodies, but we meditate to recharge our minds. So allowing that silence for your brain to process all the energy that it's gone through, so that you can process the next thing coming at you as a present being. Because if you have all this built up, pent up emotion from the past, you're still living in that emotion of the past rather than being present. So I think not meditating and not breathing prevents us from growing. And so stopping and just giving that self-love to yourself by nurturing yourself with meditation or, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to love yourself. I mean, taking a hot bath could be a form of meditation.
Absolutely.
You know, just being in that quiet time to yourself. So whatever it is, finding that space for yourself so that you can and do, just like you sleep, you take that time for yourself. It's that, just like you eat, it's that important.
Yeah. You know? And you mentioned the part of, like, you kind of married yourself.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, dating people that, yeah, like, were, like, jerks or something.
Yeah.
You mentioned that.
Yes.
So, like, talk about that, like, the importance of, like, loving yourself before, like, looking for someone.
Well,
else.
Yeah, because otherwise it's self-destructive. I mean, if you're not in the right headspace and you're dating, it's very self-destructive, no matter what. No matter what. And the people you're dating are probably also self-destructive.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're on that same vibration with them. And, I mean, that can be okay, and everyone has their phases that they have to go through to work to the next one. So, I mean, that's another part of the forgiveness, right? Like, I did what I needed to do to grow, to find the person that I need to be with now, or that I not need to be with, but to find that right vibration, to be in that vibration that I needed to be in, to be able to tap into that, to meet people on the same vibration as me. Whereas if I would have just kept going, like I was on dating websites and stuff, and you know, you're just randomly meeting people. Why? Because I'm lonely? Am I really lonely, or am I just trying to fill my time, excuse me, with other people that maybe don't serve my general needs in life or my same dreams? And that's what was happening. I was meeting people that had nothing in common with me on these dating websites.
Yeah.
You know, you think you have all these criteria when you put all this down on the website, but there's so much energy that's missing. It happens, and I'm not saying it doesn't, because everything can happen in for different ways, and it's magical. But if you're not in the right headspace when you're looking, it's very, very self-destructive. And that's okay if you need to be self-destructive for a while. Some people do. In order to learn, you have to sometimes, some people need to hit their rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I think life is like, we all need to be neutral, right? But in order to find that neutral space, you have to go down and you have to go up to know what it is. So I think a lot of people who have never been down will create situations for themselves, like become drug addicts or addicts of some sort that's negative, to unconsciously will sabotage themselves to find that boundary. And sometimes people get lost in it and they forget what they never go back up, because they forget. They didn't realize that that's what they were doing. So it's really important to realize that if you are exploring your boundaries, that to know that that's what you're doing. You know, like, okay, you can go be self-destructive for a while, but like, make sure you're on a calendar. You're not spending like years doing it, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I mean, you know, go out to bars and drink if you need to do that and have that experience in your life if that's what you need to do. But don't make it to where it's 30 years later, you're still doing that same thing and you're going into these dark bars and you're depressed, because that's not going to be happiness, you know?
Yeah.
We all have phases in our lives and we all go through these phases, and honoring those phases that we go through as a part of our growth is okay, you know? So what if you go out and party once in a while? That's fine. So what if you do things that might not be completely healthy all the time? You're enjoying your life, and as long as you're doing so in a loving way to yourself that's not self-destructive, that's fine. But like, basically, ultimately, what you're doing is finding your boundaries of that neutral line of going up and down. And if you've had a hard life and a life of a lot of pain, then you've spent a lot of time down below that boundary of neutrality. So that can be more familiar too, and you can get stuck in that rut of, oh, the familiar destruction, the familiar depression, the familiar moping, and you know, I've been there too.
Yeah.
And sometimes spending time in there to work through the negative pain that you've been through is beneficial. And that's not a bad thing. That can also be neutral. You know, you can also be in a neutral space as you're working through these dark things that you've gone, that you need to work through. Other people might see it as a negative thing, or that you're, but it's like whatever you need to do to work through the pain that you've been through in your life so that you can let it go, so that it's not hindering your being and weighing you down. And you know, I believe in matrix energetics, which is literally where you can literally just change your energetic reality by shifting into another dimension, basically, you know. Spatial clairvoyance, knowing that the energy around you is just as important as the objects that are physically there around you. And you can shift your reality, and you can shift your mental space, you can change your perspective just by shifting your reality and knowing that you want to do so. Like, literally, it's up to us. We are in our own minds. And your mind can literally shift into a different perspective just by wanting to do so.
Yeah.
And so that's a really good way to change your perspective, is just by consciously doing so. You don't have to do drugs. You don't have to do 10-day Vipassana meditation, though it can help.
These are tools.
These are other tools, permission slips. But there are lots of different permission slips that work for different people. And finding the permission slip that works for you is key.
Mm-hmm. So being open to trying
new different things, right, things. Right. And like also exploring them, you know, finding other people that have these interests, listening to your podcast with interesting people that have different ideas, you know, exposing yourself to new ideas that will help you find new tools in your tool belt to help you in different ways.
Exactly. You also mentioned people like giving too much of themselves out.
Yeah, overextending.
Yeah.
And that can create a lot of resentment. We see this a lot in parents, like your mom, like, you know, cooking dinner, she doesn't really want to cook it, so it burns a little and doesn't taste good. It's like, well, I'd rather you not cook for me at all and say something like, you know, I don't feel like cooking tonight, do you want to help me? And reaching out, you know, which isn't really, as a mother, she's not supposed to do that. She's supposed to tend to the family and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. These roles are not the same as they used to be anymore. We're not in these, you know, mothers are doing so much. Women do the same amount as men and more, and it's really not fair. And men do, I mean, there's a lot of single parent men out there too that are not like allowed to be nurturing women, but they're nurturing fathers, but it's like looked at as this different thing. And we all just need to be more accepting and loving of each other, and the world needs, and it is. And we're really in a pinnacle point in existence right now where the gender roles are very kind of breaking, and I think that's really good, because the societal structure has literally conditioned us like men shouldn't cry. And I mean, fuck that. We need to cry. Everyone needs to cry. Excuse my French, but I mean, really, just breaking away from those preconditions that we've been basically conditioned, brainwashed to not cry. And then so now men have all these other issues that they can't even deal with their emotions. Yeah. It's like really sad.
Yeah.
And it's not helping anyone. But now men are crying, and it's beautiful. And women are able to be strong and seen as strong providers, as not just nurturers. And men can be nurturers and not just providers. And so it's really opened up. The world is opening and changing, and we're in a beautiful point.
It's awesome. And you mentioned also in the tears and the pain and the toxins
in
the tears.
Scientifically proven that there are actual poison tears in your tears. If you cry, if you need to cry, release it. I think it would cure cancer, like literally. Like, I think that's what cancer is. It's emotions trapped. It's black energy somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't release that energy in some way, it's gonna find a way to release itself in another way then. And so by addressing your emotions and releasing them, acknowledging them and crying, it's been scientifically proven. They've actually taken under a microscope, they've analyzed tears from someone that cried from a painful experience of someone like dying. And they've done this with several people where they've had painful experiences, and then afterwards they examine these tears and they have toxins in them. And then they take tears from people that cried from like a baby being born, for example, and there are no toxins in those tears. So if you need to cry because you're sad, cry because you're sad. If you have pain, let it out. We are emotional beings, and it's beautiful. It's evolved to be emotional and learn how to deal with them. That is evolving.
Mm-hmm. Have you read the body, When the Body Says No?
No, I have not.
I read that book.
You read that? This is so good.
He's my favorite person ever.
Oh, shit. There we go.
I seriously love him so much.
Oh, my God. Straight from Madeline herself. In tears.
Yes.
Loves it.
Have you read Matt Kahn's book?
No. Yeah. What's this?
It's,
What is Matt Kahn's book name, babe? Kent? What is Matt Kahn's book? The love book? What's it called?
Whatever Arises, Love That.
Whatever I Rise.
Whatever Arises, Love That by Matt Kahn.
Gotcha.
Fucking, it's like...
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Really good book.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, so... I mean, everything heals with love. The key to healing is love. And self-love is how we stop and acknowledge that we need to heal and tend to that and take the time out to love yourself.
Mm.
Just take that 5 minutes every day to meditate.
Yeah.
That is self-love. That's self-care. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
And you can work through so much with just breathing and meditating. Mm. And if you don't know how to work through it, doesn't matter because you'll work through it by meditating.
Mm-hmm. And it is crazy because guess what? Everyone could do it. You went through some crazy shit.
Yeah.
You went through some crazy shit.
And I've healed myself.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be a living example for other people that, like, you don't have to have parents that raise you and people that support you to be a good person. You can be a good person by loving yourself and raising yourself. And if those people around you haven't shown you how, there are people here in this world that want to help you learn how. I'm one of them. I'm Heather Purple. And you...
Seth Pearson.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We're both people here.
We were brought together by Burning Man. It's just like, wow, what a crazy...
As like, you know, we're both like love coaches. Like,
yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
You know, we are two people here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so reach out to us if you need it. We love you.
We love you.
And
we love ourselves.
And we love ourselves.
Ooh.
And we can look in the mirror and say it. And I implore you all to look at yourself in the mirror every day and look at yourself in the eye and say, I love myself.
Yes. So good. Heather,
thank you.
Anything else that you need to say?
Just that we are beings made of water. And just like Masaru Emoto and his water experiments, Dr. Masaru Emoto, he's now passed away, but he has scientifically proven that our intentions can change our being. And so just love yourself more and know that loving yourself is a reflection of that world around you. The more you love yourself, the more the world around you will love you back, and the more you can love the world around you, and you perpetuate that love. So loving yourself allows the world around you to love itself more. So we need you to love yourself, please.
Yeah! Burning Man 2018.
Woo!
Can't get any better than this.
Love Amp.
Wow. I mean, guys, this is what we're talking about. Like, Heather did it. She just threw on that workshop and just changed some people's lives right then and there. So thank you, Heather, for everything that you put on and inspiring me to take it to the next step and, you know, work on my own type of workshop and figure out where I can put that on. So, guys, I hope that's inspiring as it is to me, for you guys. So thanks for listening, guys, and follow me on Twitter, Seth_Pearson, loveamp.com for more self-love info. I'm going to be posting more resources on there. Absolutely. God, so inspiring. Until next time, guys, love yourselves out there.
This was Love Amped, a podcast by Seth Pearson. Check out loveamped.com for more info on today's topic.